The Secret Notebook by Grant McFarlane.
I close the book again and pick at its patina of dirt and creases, opening the first page to see that I had written my email address under "In case of loss, please return to," next to the date, one day short of 8 months ago. Just below, beside the prompt of "As a reward," I had written "My thanks." I snort as I exhale, taking my glasses off to use forefinger and thumb to remove any remaining sleep from my eyes. I contemplate whether this is a reflection of my past naivety or a symbol of my current complicity. Before I forget, I turn to this last page of the Moleskine and jot down Mark McAllister, client 400-401, 150k at strike price of 5. I then log onto the system, enter his client details, amount, and price of 425. It's not even 8 a.m, and I've just made over 22,000 in my daily toil. I flick back through the pages. The initial notes on who's who in the company, scribbled mind maps from the courses I was on, instructions on how to use the system, and jotted down passwords. Prior to joining, I'd been an accountant, and my notes reflect the excitement at playing with numbers from the other side, learning how to create money rather than just recording its passing. About a quarter of the book was filled with the notes of a budding investment banker. A lofty title, perhaps, for this was not a bank, but in the funds industry, I was still to learn that both terms, investment and bankers, were broad churches, non-denominational, under the one true God of money. Like any religion, its believers will allow blurred lines around any inexplicable statements to ensure their dogma cannot be questioned. In the beginning, the company started with a formless void they called the Genesis Fund. Like the Trevi Fountain, this quickly filled with the coins of adherence to the belief in hedge funds, their backs turned with blind hope that their wishes will come true. Traversing my short and lucrative 8 months through these pages, I am struck at how quickly learning and taking my qualification exams were superseded by just selling. From about a third of the way through, my detailed notes and mind maps were replaced by off-record client bookings and lists of things I wanted to buy. The transition from my career ambitions to the transactional nature of my job, apparent to me now, but lost in the giddy heights of closing on another. The sales were relatively easy. We were given databases of people that worked in the city or their wealthy counterparts, and it wasn't too difficult in convincing them of the prestige associated in being allowed to buy shares in our fund. After all, it was the era of the golden renaissance of the hedge fund, and they all wanted to worship at our altar. Everyone is very much alike, really. But fortunately, they don't realise it. Their desire for a membership to this opaque cult, allowing a pricing differential the company would allow me to benefit from, while paying them 50% for the privilege, of course. As I start ringing the next convert and prepare my sermon, I close the book on these heretical ramblings. They are better remaining a secret.